WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
And welcome to Community Voice. Happy Thursday, February 27th. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Today, we have two very special guests. We have Patrick Uran, primarily known as the Oak Mountain Academy Head of School, and as well as the Artistic Director of the Real Theater. And we also have Shelley Brad, VP of Business Development and the Oncology Service Line Administrator with Tanner Health System. Today, we will not be speaking about Oak Mountain or the Real Theater, which is typically what Patrick and I are talking about when we're on air. But today, we're going to be talking about a very important initiative, incredibly close to he and his wife's heart, cancer patient supportive care program at the Tanner Medical Center. And it is the Marie Uran Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care held within the Tanner Foundation. So we're so pleased to have Shelley representing Tanner Health System here with us today so that we can talk all about this this much needed and incredibly positive initiative. So why don't we start just with a little bit of background, your personal story, and let's start with Patrick.
Well, good morning, Josh. How are you?
Great, sir. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you for having us here today. So as you already know, I'm from Carrollton and have been involved in our community for many, many decades. And it is wonderful to be able to give back and support not only through education and through the arts, but also through our medical center here, because our medical center universally supports all of our community here. And so having an opportunity to be able to be a part of the Tanner Foundation and some of the great work that our Tanner Medical Center is doing is a real treat.
Excellent. Oh, that's great. All right. Same question to Shelley. If you could tell us a bit about yourself and a bit about your position with Tanner Health System.
Perfect. Good morning. So I'm Shelley Bratt, and I am with Tanner Health System as the Oncology Service Line Administrator. I've been with Tanner in April, will be 20 years, which is crazy. Amazing. When I think about it. I've spent my entire career in healthcare. Working with Tanner has just been the pinnacle of that, and enjoying every minute of it and getting to work with great people like Patrick and Marie is, just also just part of the joy of that job. Personally, I'm married. My husband's a physician at Northwestern in Chicago. We've got a great family, all live in the Atlanta area. My grandson is actually a student at Oak Mountain Academy, so we love Oak Mountain as well, and have known Patrick through that as well. So it's been a very interesting story getting to where we are today with the endowment.
This is a story that I want to know, because I always find it interesting how the universe will put people in front of you
100%,
that you're supposed to talk to.
Yes, exactly.
And what a connection.
Yep.
To lead to something so awesome.
Yes, it has been very interesting for sure. I mean, again, I first met Patrick with Liam at Oak Mountain, and Liam's other grandmother is actually Mr. Uran's executive assistant. So, just a lot of connection there. Mm-hmm. And then to then meet them through the cancer program has been really amazing.
Well, let's fill in some gaps here. I would love to, we had Patrick, we had you and some other folks on the show a while back to speak about an upcoming event for the Real Theater to benefit this endowment. Mm-hmm. Could you speak a bit about how you got involved with Tanner and why specifically cancer patient care?
Sure. So I got involved with Tanner several years ago by serving on the Tanner Foundation board. And helping to support the efforts to raise funds. And then March 21st of 2022, we got reintroduced to Tanner in a different way because Marie suffered a car accident that changed our lives forever. And that journey put us in a more intimate relationship with Tanner. And so on that date, March 21st, 2022, she was in that car accident, and we discovered then through the car accident that she had stage 4 non-curable metastatic breast cancer. It had already metastasized into her lymph nodes, her bones, and then eventually into her liver. And that was a day that changed our lives forever, because we literally, the life that we had at that point was gone. And so we basically died. Our bodies were still living, but we ourselves had pretty much died. And we were introduced to a team of amazing folks at Tanner, Dr. Zunzunegi, Dr. Larson, and Dr. Doplay, who put us on a road to recovery. And we refer to them as our architects of recovery, because they helped design a roadmap for us that allowed us to be reborn and helped us find a new path with a new purpose. And so through that, we were able to learn all about Tanner in a more intimate, different kind of way. And that is what kind of brought us to where we are today with this supportive care program for patients with cancer, which we're excited to talk about today, because it has really transformed our life and we've learned many lessons through that process that we're going to talk about today. And we want to be able to share that with other folks, because the amazing people at Tanner have given us a new purpose and a new way of living. And cancer is not necessarily a diagnosis that has to change your life for the worse. It can change your life for the better. And for Marie and I, it has very much done that with a supportive team of folks that we've met through Tanner. And so what started out as a relationship by serving on a board and doing some great civic work for our community has now turned into a personal passion that has a deeper meaning for me and for Marie.
Like Phoenix from the ashes.
Yep.
It's amazing. Wow. It means so much when you see anyone in a situation where they are tasked with hardships and they are able to parlay that hardship into something beautiful and meaning and productive and something long-lasting, something that will far outlive these physical bodies.
Exactly right.
And influence and legacy. That is incredible. All right, so, Shelley, let's... what was the impact that this had on you, hearing the Uran story, and how has that journey helped others?
So this is the day that I met you in at the foundation. I mean, it just really struck me what amazing people Patrick and Marie are, and how they wanted to take what had happened to them and turn this into something that will, you know, help people for years to come. And I think we were all very emotional in the room talking about the endowment and the things that we might be able to do with that. There was a lot of excitement around that. I mean, the more we talked, the more we realized, you know, that we could take this and turn this into something that would just be so wonderful. So it has impacted all of us in that way. The physicians are super excited about the things that we're going to be able to do through this endowment. And of course, we hope we continue to raise money, you know, from the community to add to that and just to make it more and more. I will say that I feel like, you know, again, they've taken this very difficult situation and are just trying to, like, they love our physicians, they love our facilities, they love our health system, but there's always more that we could do to enhance that. And the beauty of what they've done is not just said, you know, we wish you had this, or we wish we would have had that. They've come to us with the ideas and are willing to put the financial backing behind it to give that to others, what we maybe could have done better for them. And that's just a very special gift for us, and we take that very seriously. So, it's been wonderful, and we're excited to see where we're going to go with it.
Excellent. Time is 8:39. We're going to go and knock out our first commercial break so we can get back to this conversation and speak more with Patrick Uran and Shelley Bratt as we discuss the Marie Uran Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care held within the Tanner Foundation, and sort of flesh out the impact that this is going to have on our local community. A community voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius Strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
Now we're back to Community Voice. Today is Thursday, February 27th. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we are continuing our conversation with Patrick Uran, Oak Mountain Academy Head of School, Artistic Director for the Real Theater, as well as Shelley Bratt, Vice President of Business Development and the Oncology Service Line Administrator. Today we are chatting about cancer patient supportive care programs at the Tanner Medical Center, primarily the Marie Uran Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care held within the Tanner Foundation. Be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode, which will be uploaded later to this station's website as well as graticommunications.com, so you can get the full story. The last segment, we were able to get some background on how this partnership has taken shape, and now we're going to dive into the details. So, Shelley, if you could you tell us a bit more about the Cancer Patient Supportive Care Program within Tanner Health System?
Absolutely, happy to. So the Cancer Patient Supportive Care Program's primary goal is going to be to nurture and uplift our cancer patients, especially those with a new diagnosis and their loved ones, by sort of supporting wraparound services, including some educational resources, patient navigation support, exercise and nutrition classes, meditation, peer support, community connection, mental health resources, all of those allowing for the care of the whole patient through the Roy Richards Senior Cancer Center at Tanner Health. And some of those things we have in place, we're looking to enhance some of those, like our educational resources. We've had a courage kit for our newly diagnosed breast cancer patients. We have what's called an overcomer organizer for all of our other cancer patients. So all of that is just resources, things that they can do, ways that they can speak to their physicians. I want Patrick to jump in on this one, because the next one of the bigger things that we've talked about doing is development of peer support videos with some pretty specific content to kind of introduce patients to what they're going to experience. Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the ideas and suggestions that we had, something that was important to me, was to do something like a peer support video series, so that along the journey and along the way, along the steps that you go through when you are diagnosed, there's many, 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 many doctors' visits and appointments. And so this idea and notion that there be these 30, 60, 90-second little video clips that people who are experiencing this could receive while they're going through these visits, that say, hey, look, I was in your shoes a year or two ago, and this is what I felt at the moment that you are in this visit right now. And if I could go back and give myself some advice, I would say to myself right now, just take a deep breath, take in everything that you possibly can, and it's okay not to know what to do next. Just sit in that space right now. And then the next time you go into a visit, you get another video that says something like, hey, listen, at this moment in time, what I was feeling was completely overwhelmed and at full capacity with all of the information I just received. And I was also feeling pressured to make a decision on which way to go with healthcare. And what I would like to go back and say to myself right now is, it's okay not to make that decision right now. And if I could tell myself that again, I would say, just stop and take a breath and make the decision when you're ready. So it's just a series of videos like that to kind of share what our individual experience was, so that we could possibly connect with those other individuals and let them know that they're not alone in what they're possibly feeling. So that was something that was important to me that Tanner has embraced, that we're going to look at doing, is setting up those peer support videos. Another component that I know was really important to Marie was the ambassador program itself, where we could get other people in the community to come together and just be there to go out with people and say, hey, I was diagnosed, you were diagnosed, you want to go get a cup of coffee and we'll just talk. And sometimes we want to talk about the illness, but most of the time we want to talk about other things. And just the fact that we're sitting there with the knowledge that we're going through the same thing is really enough. We talk about the illness and the disease all the time. We don't necessarily need to talk about it when we don't have to. Being together when we know we share it is simply enough because that non-spoken understanding is all you really need sometimes, because you are not the disease. You're a person that has the disease. And oftentimes that is mistaken. So I know that that ambassador program that is part of this peer support piece is something I know was really important to Marie. And that's something that Tanner has embraced as well.
We're super excited to get that one going, for sure. The other thing that Patrick and Marie talked a lot about, and I think is really important, is the community connection and just trying to not only have those individual meetings, but also to be able to bring the community together for whoever wants to participate, to do, you know, a cookout or other types of events. And Patrick doesn't even know this, but we actually had a planning meeting for an event potentially coming up in November that we're super excited to talk to you guys about. And so just doing things like that and having a community connect calendar out there so that people can actually see when things are going on, much like we have them for, you know, 5K races or whatever. We would have something that would be very specific to that patient group and their family members, to pull people together to kind of enjoy that time together and be able to share in their experiences. The other thing we want to do is develop some support groups and support group gatherings. We haven't really fleshed out what those will look like or how we'll kind of parse those out. But right now, Tanner, we've got a great breast cancer support group that's got a lot of really established patients in it. But there's just always room for more on that. So we're looking very much forward to developing those. And then support of our patient navigators, expanding those resources and connections. So for those of you not familiar, our patient navigators get assigned to every newly diagnosed cancer patient. So currently we have 4 patient navigators, 2 dedicated breast cancer navigators, and then 2 dedicated social worker navigators that support all of our other cancer patients. And basically they are they're the connection for that patient all throughout their treatment. They go with them to their visits if they need to. They typically meet them on their first visit and then follow them throughout their journey, addressing financial concerns or transportation or medication assistance, whatever they're needed to do. So we really want to see that program grow as well with this support.
I mean, it sounds like it's exactly what the doctor ordered. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as someone going through something that typically feels like that happens to someone else, that's not something that we're going to have to go through.
Right.
And the isolation and the overwhelming, you know, the decisions that have to be made, everything going into that. I mean, so this is a very multifaceted and people first program that's very much serving the local community, people that are going through this, and having that means so very much. So, well, let's talk about sustainability, Patrick. I mean, this is obviously a tremendous initiative. How can we ensure that it keeps going?
Absolutely. That's a great question. Thank you for asking that, Josh. So this is one of the wonderful things that Tanner has helped educate Marie and I on that we were not aware of. The health system in general, the global health system in general, is set up to treat diseases, not necessarily the individual. And Tanner has really gone above and beyond to find creative ways to help treat not only the disease, but also the individuals. And what we were not aware of is that so many of those different programs that are kind of in place are dependent upon individuals and the generosity of those individuals. And then what happens is those individuals find meaning and purpose through their journey, and they want to give back, because that's what happens is you go through something like this and you have this great epiphany and you want to serve others and give back. And so you do it for as long as you can. And then when you can't do it anymore, then the program then dies whenever you're not able to carry it on your shoulders anymore. And so that's why so many programs that help support people in the medical field ends up being transient. They come and they go. and there's not enough consistency with it. And so the sustainability piece is really important, and that's something that the Tanner folks have really helped educate us on, is that's where a real need is, which is the reason why we have created the Marie Erin Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care, so that it can sustain. What we talked about, what Shelley has just outlined, helps fill in some of those gaps for Tanner to help support all of the community. And the endowment that we're starting, we have given the initial gift for it, and then we are committed to help fundraising for it so that these gaps can stay filled long after we're no longer here, because we know that Tanner is committed to doing that, and so we're going to do our part to help do that. So the Marie Erin Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care, held within the Tanner Foundation, is one way to keep it sustainable moving forward. So all of the funds that go into that endowment are committed to this and will remain in that endowment to take care of this programming indefinitely. Mm. And the program will continue to evolve as people's needs evolve as well. Also, the Real Theater is committed to supporting that endowment as well. And we have an event coming up that opens tonight. Our show that we have, the a Broadway celebration, a Disney musical review, is opening tonight and runs tonight and Friday night and Saturday, two shows at 2 and at 7 p.m. They're going to be at the Depot in Bradley. And we are taking all of the proceeds from this musical review, and we're donating all of it to the Marie Erin Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care. So that's one way it is sustainable. Also, I am the president of the Rotary Club of Carrollton starting on July 1st. And we've been on the show to talk about the annual West Georgia's Got Talent competition that we do every year. And this year it's going to be on October the 23rd. And we're going to hold it at the Tanner Resource Center. And all of the proceeds from that are also going to go into this endowment to support cancer patient supportive care as well. And so what's great about this endowment is it's going to support not only patients with cancer, but also their families. So you heard Shelley kind of outline the Courage Kits, the Ambassador Program, the Community Connection piece, the Patient Navigators. It's something that supports all of our community. The sustainability piece is really the responsibility of our community. And so when our community gets involved and helps support events that help raise funds for it, or they make tax contributions, tax deductible contributions to it, then we're giving back a little bit to it. And so the Tanner Foundation, this is one of the endowments, but the Tanner Foundation themselves is committed to helping in many different ways. And so you can get a lot of information at www.tanner.org/Tanner Health Foundation. You can call the foundation at 770-812-4438, or you can check out the Tanner Foundation's Facebook and Instagram pages and get lots of information on the Marie Erin Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care. You can also get other ways in which you can support healthcare within our community, because sustainability is something that Tanner is committed to, and that is the goal of the Tanner Foundation, which is the reason I continue to serve as a board member on that foundation.
Excellent. Time is 8:52. We're going to go ahead and take our last commercial break, but when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Patrick Uran and Shelley Bratt as we chat about the Marie Erin Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care held within the Tanner Foundation. Community Voice is brought to you by Oak Mountain Academy and Tanner Health System.
The World Language Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined, curriculum-based track to acquire essential knowledge and skills for success in biliteracy fields of study. The successful completion of this journey provides colleges with a method to recognize a rigorous foreign language immersion experience for all students at Oak Mountain Academy. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
Consider the Mobius strip. Take a strip of paper, twist it, connect the ends. This connection forms a continuous loop, seamless, infinite. That's how your healthcare should be too. At Tanner Health, the Mobius is our symbol and our promise, representing our continuum of care and our commitment that the services you need will be here for you always. We're not just changing healthcare, we're redefining it. See more at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice, Thursday, February 27th. Time is 8:54, and we are continuing our conversation with Patrick Uran, Oak Mountain Academy Head of School and Artistic Director for the Real Theater, as well as Shelley Bratt, VP of Business Development and the Oncology Service Line Administrator with Tanner Health System. We have been chatting about cancer patient supportive care at the Tanner Medical Center, as well as the specifically the Marie Uran Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care held within the Tanner Foundation. Be sure to check out the full podcast of this episode. Please share this podcast. Let folks on your social media know about this this incredible endowment that is taking shape so fast, and it is truly going to be serving folks here in our community very, very quickly, if not already, honestly. So let's jump back into it. Patrick, what lessons have you and Marie learned along the way, along your journey through this process?
Ah, that's a good question, and I'll tell you, we are coming upon our three-year anniversary upon the diagnosis in March of 2025. Will be the three-year mark. And I can tell you there are many, many lessons we've learned. This morning, I'm going to share three of them with you. Upon initial diagnosis, you kind of enter the sea of unknowns. And if anybody that knows me knows that I am a problem solver, I consider myself to be a creative, outside-the-box, innovative problem solver. I usually can solve any problem. If I can't solve it, I know somebody that can. If they can't solve it, then I know somebody else that can, and we can figure out how to get it solved. Well, this is one of those things that you just can't solve. And so somebody that can get everything solved, to be able to sit in a space where you can't solve something, is probably one of the most painful, crippling places to sit. So the only thing you can do in a time like that is to basically just sit and hold space. So that's the first lesson, is that accept the fact that it's okay not to know, and just sit and hold space. Clear your mind out, sit with your loved one, and hold time and space with them. Because at the end of the day, they're not looking for you to solve anything. They're just looking for you to be with them. And when you can just sit and be with them and help hold and carry that load with them, that's really all that they need. I'll tell you, we did that. And one of the things that came about with us sitting and holding time and space is Marie woke up one morning and she said to me, "You know what? I think I know why I have cancer." And I was like, "Oh my gosh. Okay, well, do share. I'm curious to know why it is you think you have cancer." And she said, "We're supposed to help people." And I said, "Well, how are we supposed to help people? We can't even help ourselves." And she said, "I have no idea, but that's where you come into play. So I'm going to go to work. I love you. Figure it out. Make some calls, talk to people, and we'll talk when we get home." And I was baffled, because I was still trying to figure out how to get up and function every day. And here she is. She's already figured it out. She says we're supposed to help people. I don't even know how to help myself. And so that came about because we sat and held time and space together. She's the brilliant one of the two of us. She figured it out, and she's actually leading me on this journey, and she's the one that has the diagnosis. So that's the gift. That's the lesson. When you just sit and hold time and space with people, magic happens, and that's when the connection happens. So that's lesson number one. Once you begin to navigate the sea of unknowns, you then move into finding your sea legs. And we are so blessed because we have amazing support system with lots of family and friends and loved ones. Lesson number two is you got to tell people how to show up for you. Because at the end of the day, people want to and they care about you. And a lot of times you don't know what you need when you're going through something as traumatic as this. And the common response is, "I'm good, I'm fine, you don't need to do anything." I have a good friend and a colleague who called me into her office and said, "You're being selfish. You've got to stop telling people that, because at the end of the day, it's not all about you. It's also about the people that love you." So find a way to tell people how to show up for you. And so that is lesson number two, is it becomes our responsibility to do that. And lesson number three is, when you sit and hold time and space, and when you tell people how to show up for you, you get the gift of clarity, you get the gift of intentionality, and you get the gift of time. And so when you get those things, you then become awakened to what life's really all about, and you understand and know what your purpose is. And those are the lessons I want to share with you today. And so if you're interested in any of that, please help us support our community and other folks by supporting the Marie Uran Endowment for Cancer Patient Supportive Care, and check out the Tanner Foundation website and Facebook and Instagram for more information.
Perfect. And Patrick, Shelley, thank you both for taking the time to come here and join us bright and early in the morning to talk about such an awesome initiative. And thank you to everyone who tuned in at home. We'll see you next time.